Hey everyone, what is happening? Happy Monday. Y'all, I cannot believe that we are literally nearing the end of Q1. Like, I don't know about you, but I really believe that this year has been flying by. Like, we are already basically in April. And one thing I want you all to think about, and you know what, let me know this too, is what is something that you've accomplished or done in the past 3 months that made you happy or made you proud? I want us to get in the habit of really celebrating our wins, you know, even the small ones. And so I'll share mine. For me in Q1, something that, you know, made me happy and that I was proud of was going to Mexico. All 2020, I didn't travel, and that's one of my passions. And the fact that I was able to do that this year, it was really one something that fulfilled me, and it was something that I needed. Like, I really needed some to rest. I really needed to relax and just have some quality girl time. And then two, the second thing is I launched this podcast. Y'all, we have officially launched the podcast, and I couldn't be more happier and I couldn't be more proud. And yes, I'm using proud not in a conceited way, but literally in a humble, like, I can't believe that I'm doing this. I'm proud of myself for having the discipline. I'm proud of myself for, you know, just making moves and doing what I set forth to do. So take some time to really think about it and let me know at the account partner. Share it, DM us, whatever may have you. I really want again us to get into the habit of celebrating our wins. With that being said, April is coming up and I want us to do a challenge. And I started this out with some of my friends, you know, this past month, but I really wanted to extend it to you all. So for the month of April, I want to challenge us to wake up and read for about an hour every single morning at 5 a.m. It doesn't matter what time zone you're in. So PST, EST, CST, Nigeria, whatever. I want you to wake up and read for 1 hour. It can be the Bible, it can be a self-help book, it can be some news articles, but I really want it to be something that edifies and uplifts you. Now, the book that I'll be reading this month or for the month of April is my good friend Lisa. She was on the podcast episode that was entitled Your Obedience is Worth What It Will Cost You. And she wrote a book called Living Single, which is a book for single women who love God and one husband. And listen, I want both of them. I need both of them. So that's what I'll be reading. I'll also be sponsoring a book for two people. So all you have to do is post a screenshot of you listening to this episode and I'll post the winners and who they are by Friday. So make sure again you at the account partner and let us know that you're listening to this episode. Now for today's topic, it is a doozy. Something that God's been highlighting to me over this past quarter is the importance of discipline and preparation. But before we even delve, you know, deeper into this topic, I think we need to define what it actually means to prepare. So according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, to prepare means to make something ready beforehand. You know, let me say that one more time. Make something ready beforehand for some purpose, use, or activity. Now, there's this quote that I love, which says, "Success always comes when preparation meets opportunity." And the reason I love that quote so much is because it makes me or it reminds me that there's work that needs to be done prior to me obtaining a goal or experiencing, you know, a specific victory. You know what? Honestly, think about this. Kobe Bryant, you know, rest his soul, God rest his soul, him and Gigi. Kobe Bryant was arguably one of the world's greatest basketball players of all time. Not because the only time he dribbled a ball was during the game, but because he spent hours and hours, days after days, months and months in the gym, training on the court, dribbling, shooting free throws, all that, studying plays and preparing to play the game and preparing to be the best. And this is the type of preparation that takes extreme focus and discipline. Now, essentially, discipline is just doing what you should do, even when you don't want to or feel like doing it. And I'm sure there were days where Kobe's body was hurting or where he was, you know, too tired and didn't want to practice. But instead of feeding into his feelings, he fed into the vision. He chose preparation over complacency. He knew what he had to do in order to be the best and did what? Exactly that, by any means necessary. And so I really want us to just think about what is it that we have been putting off that we really should be preparing for, or we should be doing in order to prepare for the things that we, you know, ask God for, or even the things that we've just created goals for. What are those things? And you know what, too? One thing I've actually realized is I think we, you know, we actually enjoy being stressed and placed under pressure. And the reason I say that is because we're oftentimes given opportunities to prepare and, you know, do things in advance that we know would lead us to a specific goal. But instead of, you know, preparing and, you know, taking advantage of the time and the moments that we have ahead of time, we wait till we come close to the deadline, or, you know, even worse, the deadline can come and now we're scrambling, trying to get ready and prepare. Now, why do we do that to ourselves? We allow ourselves to get stressed out and get disappointed with ourselves for the outcome of, you know, us being, you know, unprepared or ill-prepared for something. And the result is just disappointing. And, you know, this makes me think about the 7 P's. And this is something my father taught me growing up, which are piss poor planning promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain. Well, I think that was more than 7 P's. So let me say it again. Piss poor planning promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain. Okay, so that was 12 P's. So the 12 P's. And that, you know, reminds me of something that happened a few days ago. Honestly, very recent. I don't know if you all know, but I am moving back to DC. Currently, I'm living in LA, and I don't know if you're familiar with the process of or what goes into moving, but I have to pack up all my crap. I am moving out, so I have to pack up all my crap. My flight is on Wednesday, and my movers, they came on Saturday. So I set the move date maybe about a month and a half in advance. Now, the smart thing would be, hey, Terry, you know, you have this deadline. You know, the movers are coming on this date. So why not pack something small little by little? So by the time that the movers come, you already have everything paired. You won't be stressed out trying to, you know, run around and do and pack and get things together and potentially like forget and miss things. That's what, you know, I should have done. But what did Tierra Amanda Monet Jackson do? Tierra Amanda Monet Jackson decided to wait until Friday night. Mind you, what did I just say? The movers were coming on Saturday. Saturday morning at 8 a.m. actually. I decided to wait till Friday to start packing up everything. And when I tell you, I did not get any sleep. I honestly don't even know how I'm recording this podcast episode. It's literally the grace of God. But I did not get any sleep because I stayed up all night long packing boxes. Honestly, my roommate and I, she helped me, and God bless her. I got to get her something nice. But we were packing all night long, literally up until the time the movers came at 8 a.m. Actually, no, they got here around like 8:39. And we were just exhausted. And that's when I was just why didn't I take advantage of the opportunity to prepare? Why didn't I, you know, exercise any type of discipline so I can prepare and move up my things or move and packing my things in advance? Because it would really have put me in a better situation to not be stressed out, to be prepared, to be ready, to just be stress-free. And so that's one thing that I've been, you know, just thinking about, and God's really been trying to get me together when it comes to just preparation. And the last thing I'll say before we get into, you know, the steps in terms of how to repair is I want to ask you this. Are you ready for the things you've been praying for and saying you want in a life? You know, I'll ask that again. Are you truly ready for the things that you've been praying for? You've been praying and asking God for your business to flourish, but have you even created a business plan? Have you decided what your business is going to actually be? Is it a product or a service? What's the goal for your business? What are its values? Who does the service? Well, who, like, what is your target audience? All these things. Have you thought about this at all? And one thing I've noticed is that God honestly is obligated to bless what you prepare for. He will bless what you prepare for. He will match your effort and oftentimes, if not all the times, exceed it, because that is how good he is. So think about, you know, the things that you've been praying for and really do a self-evaluation and say, if God were to give this thing to me today, would I be ready for it? And if not, there are some things we have to get in place so that we can be ready for the promises, for the fruits, for everything that he has for us. So how do you prepare? My first thing, y'all know me, I go to God for everything. So my first form of preparation is prayer. You have to prepare through prayer. Oh my God, that's a tongue twister. Prepare through prayer. Battles are won in the spirit. And I'm not going to go deep into it, but I think it's so critical for us to really take time to pray and advance for the things that we've been praying for. And, you know, even ask God, you know, God, give me discipline, give me focus, give me strategy. I pray that my business will be successful. I pray that I will exude, you know, this great work ethic. I pray for my target audience, Lord, just I pray that this glorifies you. Take time to prepare so that you can set your business, your goals, or whatever it is up in the realms of the spirit. And the second thing I would say is study. What test do you win if you haven't studied for? Not one. I don't know one college student, one high school student, nothing, who has been able to take a test without studying or even looking at the material at all. We have to truly study and do research on whatever industry we're trying to pursue, whatever person, like research the people who've come before you. We have to become subject matter experts in these areas. And whatever goal that we set out to accomplish, we have to make sure that we are well-equipped, well-knowledgeable about the things that we are choosing to obtain. But again, what does this take? This takes discipline, focus, diligence. And so my question for you is, how bad do you want it? What are you willing to put up in order to really get all that God has for you, in order for you to obtain the vision? Are you willing to take the time to prepare? Are you willing to, you know, say no to going to brunch because, you know, you have a goal of saving money and trying to buy a house? Are you truly ready to walk into all the promises that God has for you? How bad do you want it? And this leads me into the action items. One thing I want us to do this week is, and of course, this is in addition, or honestly, this could kind of be tied to my April challenge, but I want you to spend at least 1 hour a day researching and studying a topic that aligns with the goals you set out for yourself for this year. For example, if you have a goal to launch a business, I want you to research all that goes into creating a business plan, and or research the people who are doing what you want to do or in the same industry as you, or the industry that you're trying to bring into. So for me this week, I'll be studying different accountability and business coaching methods and strategies. That way I can better service my clients and make sure that they're getting the best tools, research, and strategies that'll help them, you know, achieve their business goals, personal goals, and even be better a podcast host for y'all. So that is what I'll be doing. I want to know what y'all are going to be researching and studying, but I really want us to get to a place where we become subject matter experts, that we become credible. There's this scripture, and honestly, now I'll just go straight into the scriptures. There's a scripture, it's 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show thyself approved. And, you know, it goes on to say more things, but that's, you know, the part I want to highlight. Study to show thyself approved. Or another version says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. You have to be willing to put in the work to get the result you desire. God literally here blatantly says, "Ayo, you got to study. You say you want these things. Well, what are you going to, like, how bad do you want it? You have to study. I need to know that this is what you want so that when I give these things to you, these promises to you, you're prepared to handle it. You're prepared to truly experience it. You have the capacity to enjoy it. Rather than, you know, once the promise gets here, you're spending all this time stressed out trying to prepare for it. Are you willing to study daily? Are you willing to wake up a little earlier or even spend less time on social media to really become a subject matter expert, to really study? And I know there's some people who have 9-to-5 jobs or work in corporate America. Are you willing to, you know, stay up a little later? Are you willing to, instead of, you know, going to virtual lunch or going to coffee with someone, are you willing to take that time to invest in your business, to invest in your goals, to study? The Bible tells us we have to study to show ourselves approved. We have to be diligent in this work. So again, like I asked before, how bad do you want it? What are you willing to do to get the vision? And then the last scripture I'll say is 1 Corinthians 9:24, which is honestly one of my favorite scriptures, which says, we must run the race in such a way where we can seize the prize and make it ours. And I know another version says, do you not know that in a race, all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run the race in such a way that you may obtain the prize. And so what does that look like? Similar to my story with about Kobe Bryant, he didn't allow himself. I don't want to say that. No, he would never settle for being second. I don't even think he was the type of person who would settle for anyone to outshoot him, to outrun him, to out free throw him. You know, I'm not the best with basketball terms, but he was like, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I need to do by any means necessary in order to win this thing. Even when it comes to track, I'm going to run like 3 miles every single day so that I can win the cross country race. Yeah, I'm doing bad with these analogies, but y'all get the point. We have to do what needs to be done in order to obtain the prize, in order to obtain the vision. We must prepare. And what does that look like? We must prepare in advance. We must prepare ahead of time. We do not need to just wait until the opportunities come to us in order for us to just hurry up and try to prepare then, because we won't be able to enjoy it. We'll be stressed out, too busy trying to scramble, run around, and get ready. No, we need to do what needs to be done in order to get ready in advance. So that was 1 Corinthians 9:24. Run the race in such a way where you seize the prize and make it yours. So that's all I have for you today. I know it was a little short, but that is what God placed on my heart. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, this April, we are doing the April Challenge, where we are waking up at 5 a.m. at whatever time zone, and we are reading for 1 hour, and we have to read something that edifies us. And again, I'm going to be sponsoring 2 women or men with a copy of the Living Single book, authored by my good sis Lisa. So make sure you send a screenshot or post a screenshot on your social media pages, tagging at the account partner, letting us know that you've listened to this episode, and I'll be sure to post the winners on Friday. That's all I got for you. Love you. I promise that I'm going to be more active with the account partner this quarter. That is my goal for Q2. hold me accountable, y'all, because if I'm not, make sure y'all be on my head. But I promise that's what I'm going to do, and I'm a woman of my word. So stay tuned for more content. Be blessed. Don't stress. Always finesse. Love y'all. Peace.